Books, films, and shows. Vicky.
I started reading Numbers recently. It's by someone called Rachel Ward. Have you read it? It's quite a well-known book. It's about this girl who has a special gift. When she looks into somebody's eyes, numbers pop into her head, telling her when that person will die. My friends say it's amazing. But actually, I found it boring. It has three volumes, and it just goes on and on. I won't spoil the ending because, well, I got halfway through and gave up.
Anna.
I saw the Downton Abbey film recently, and this made me check out the whole series. I'm totally into it right now. Have you seen it?
No.
It's about an aristocratic family and their servants. It's based on what happens in this family's life at the beginning of the 20th century. But it's a bit more romantic and idealistic than real life.
Oh.
I'm greatly enjoying it because it's very entertaining. But it's quite difficult to follow. It has Maggie Smith in it. She was one of the teachers in Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
There's this one episode where Violet, Maggie Smith's character, does...
Rebecca.
I'm not usually into love stories, but there's a book I read recently which is just brilliant. It's called One Day, and it's by a man called David Nicholls. It looks at the lives of two graduates from Edinburgh University. Throughout the book, you see them on the anniversary of their graduation day. It's a really interesting book because it shows how their friendship develops into love. Anyway, it looks like there's going to be a happy ending, but you never know. It's been made into a film, too.
Paul.
Recently, I've started watching The Delicious Miss Dahl. It's a cookery show presented by Sophie Dahl, a former model. Basically, it shows you how to cook great meals. The food is delicious and healthy, and Sophie links food to emotions like romance, melancholy, and nostalgia. At first, I wasn't sure if I'd like the program, but my girlfriend and I have tried making one or two of the meals, and I have to say, the results were pretty good.